Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A new week starts right here, right now, bright and early on this Monday morning on the Early Line. Whoa. On Sports Grid, all across the Sports Grid network as well. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside, and he must be amazed that my voice needs a little bit of waking up on this Monday morning. Not sure what's been going on, DRS. I had some throat comfort tea last night, but even over the weekend, it sounded horrible. Horse, I am Ben Stevens. We are ready to go, though. I can promise you that on this Monday morning, over the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time, to recap a weekend all around the sports landscape, even internationally. Scotty Scheffler is inevitable, despite the kind of internal battles that he might face when it comes to winning championships. In the introspective look he gave us earlier in the week, the opening weekend of the second half of this Major League Baseball season post All-Star break, we go all around the bigs to recap the weekend that was. Plenty of news around the National Football League as well. Training camp in full, all 32 clubs coming our way by the end of Wednesday this month of July. DRS remains a football month, and plenty to break down from WNBA All-Star Weekend in Indy. That's how you start a Monday on the Early Line.
Just about every team will have both veterans and rookies in camp by the 22nd, which is tomorrow. Every single team by the 23rd will be fully reported back to camp. And not this Thursday, but next Thursday, we'll be looking at preseason football on our television, which is absolutely fantastic. But also, we had a big weekend in Major League Baseball. Teams jockeying for position, the trade deadline just on the horizon, where so many things could possibly change. And we did have another major champion crowned over the weekend, even if he probably said, you know what? I don't want this major championship. I'm sorry. Like, where's dinner?
Much to Donnie's delight, Scotty Scheffler is a major champion once again, winning the Open Championship, becoming the 2025 Champion Golfer of the Year. The third leg of four in his hunt for a career Grand Slam, a Masters and a Green Jacket, a PGA Championship earlier this year as well. And he goes home an Open Champion at the end of Sunday in Northern Ireland. But frankly, DRS, as you see there, 17 under par for the tournament. It wasn't particularly close. He was the pre-tournament favorite in that price, despite how drastically short it is each and every week. Scotty Scheffler is in a field, major or otherwise, almost at this point feels inevitable. The fourth major championship in Scotty Scheffler's career, the third of the four in the career Grand Slam, and basically, DRS, by Friday afternoon, it felt as though it was a foregone conclusion. Scotty Scheffler is the best player on planet Earth, and frankly, it's not particularly close.
No, and winning everywhere. Like, oh, this guy only plays well. Of course, it's like the Masters, well manicured, light rough there. I mean, the guy can win anywhere and brings it each and every weekend. You just want to have that more excitement out of him. But if excitement is winning and you watch it and you bet tickets on Scotty Scheffler, it's probably all the entertainment and excitement you need. But Scotty Scheffler, another championship. The only question is how many of these championships is he going to pile up over the next 3 to 4 years while well into his prime?
He said those euphoric moments are rather fleeting. But if you work for those euphoric moments, you had that on the 18th green yesterday at Royal Portrush. His son Bennett running onto the turf. Bennett probably thinks winning championships and silver trophies is the standard. That is what his father has done. We'll put Scotty Scheffler's victory at the Open in context in just a moment. Opening weekend DRS of Major League Baseball after the All-Star break, the second half beginning, but as we have shared numerous times, much more than the second half. Some teams already playing 100 of 162 games at weekend's close. In a statement made post-break, the Milwaukee Brewers have now won 10 consecutive games. They were on a 7-game win streak entering the All-Star break, including a sweep of the Dodgers in the final week of action ahead of the break. How about a sweep of the Dodgers right after the break as well? This one on the road at Chavez Ravine. The Brew Crew now tied atop the National League Central alongside the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, and the Dodgers, who have that National League supremacy, it feels like over the first half of the season, they got 58 wins. You know, it's 59 wins. The Milwaukee Brewers now, after an exciting weekend for them, pulverizing the Dodgers. You're now like, okay, Mookie Betts struggling a little bit at this point, hitting .240 on the season. Freddie Freeman gets plunked yesterday. Max Muncy, you're waiting for him to come back. And the pitching staff, that's still a, oh no, who's going to be our starter the very next day at this point? Because you take a look at the Dodgers there playing yesterday. Clayton Kershaw's on the mound. He had a 3-0 lead. All is well for the Dodgers. Salvage a game in this series. And then it imploded in the top of the fourth inning where three runs were scored and basically never looked back at that point here. What a great win for the Brewers, who don't seem to be getting a lot of respect on the open market, which I'm technically not giving them a lot either. But they just keep on winning, man.
The Brewers just keep on winning, DRS. As you said, even when we do not anticipate it, 59-40, Milwaukee not only tied for the best record in the National League Central alongside the Cubbies, but also tied for the best record now in the National League. The Dodgers have dropped 10 of 12, but maintain a 3.5-game advantage for that first-place spot in the National League West. Some NFL news as well. The Kansas City Chiefs extend George Karloftis to a 4-year, $93 million deal. His second contract in the National Football League. The 24-year-old edge rusher that has had 24.5 sacks in his 3 years in the NFL, a first-round pick out of Purdue in 2022, gets a big payday from KC.
Yeah, it used to be back in the day. I was like, hey, man, everybody wants to be a running back or in baseball, teach your kid to throw left-handed. Not the case anymore. Teach your kid to rush the pass rusher. And if he has success, he will make a lot of money. Karloftis, a defensive end, up for a contract extension. Pay him. He got paid.
Former NFL player J.C. Treader resigns from the NFLPA amid union chaos. Maybe you've been following this story. Interim executive director Lloyd Howell resigned late last week amid a scandal that included payments at a strip club and a conflict of interest as well for Howell's day job, DRS. A lot happening right now in the NFL's Players Association.
Ah, corrupt union, something we see on a day-to-day basis, just not actually in the sports landscape. Who knows what's going on? But I got to tell you this. I don't necessarily think I want a strong union in the NFL because I like the way the structure is set up. I don't want my sport ruined, and too much guaranteed money means guys won't have to play on Sundays when maybe they should.
Former NFL players were very critical of J.C. Treader, so he resigns from his position as chief strategy officer, does not want to be in consideration for the interim executive director position. WNBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis and in the All-Star Game on Saturday. Team Nafisa Collier behind the MVP in Big Fee, who had 36 points, knocks off Team Caitlin Clark. Of course, Clark not out there on the floor in action. 151-131, Team Collier picks up the dub.
Ah, and another All-Star game that probably needs to go away and just play the regular season. And if you want to have an All-Star game at the end of it at some banquet hall, go ahead and do that, because that was a waste of time over the weekend.
We'll talk about more from Indy a little bit later on in the show. From the W to the NBA, the Lakers plan to add veteran guard Marcus Smart on a 2-year deal after Smart is going to be bought out by the current team he plays for, the Washington Wizards. Hasn't really been healthy, DRS, since he left the Boston Celtics, both with the Grizz and the Wiz. Now makes his way to L.A., a defensive stopper alongside LeBron and Luka.
Here's my favorite thing. We love the move for Marcus Smart to go to the Lakers. Let me understand this again. One team told Marcus Smart, brother, you're terrible. Here's your money. Get out of town. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. Well, now he's going to be in Los Angeles. Combat sports from the weekend. Manny Pacquiao, the 46-year-old, earns a draw against Marios Barrios, but Barrios retains the title. Alexander Usyk defeats Daniel Dubois. Now the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world once again, Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier. In Poirier's final UFC fight, Holloway wins by unanimous decision.
Yeah, didn't see any highlights from any one of those combat sports. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that this weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Inevitability, comparisons to Tiger Woods in major championships. That is the Scottie Scheffler story once again. The fourth major win in his career, in the first as he hoists a claret jug. The third leg of four in the career Grand Slam for Scottie Scheffler as he wins the Open Championship in 2025 in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush by a lot. Four shots, to be exact, at 17 under par. By the time we left the airwaves, DRS, on Friday afternoon, Scottie Scheffler was beginning his second round at Royal Portrush. By the time round number two came to a close, Scottie Scheffler had a lead by multiple shots at the Open Championship. By the time that Saturday came around, he was the 54-hole leader. And by the time Sunday came to a close, and at times during Sunday, a 7-stroke advantage, Scottie Scheffler wins his fourth major championship in his career at the age of 29 and a third leg in four of the career Grand Slam. His first time being crowned a champion golfer of the year, victorious at the Open Championship.
He was fantastic in all four rounds. Sometimes all you ask for, and the sports books certainly understand this now from Scheffler, if he's lurking, which means five shots back by the time you get to the weekend, he's going to be a favorite because you know he's mentally stronger than 98% of the field and can just wear you out on Saturday moving day and then into Sunday on the back nine. But we didn't have any drama, and sometimes that's all we can ask for. Dominance is usually great for professional sports. You go back in the years, it was like, all right, well, Michael Jordan and the Bulls, well, they smashed everybody in the 90s, but we all watched every single time they got to the finals. You probably knew the Bulls were going to win, but we still watched because we like the dominance. The Dallas Cowboys in the 1990s. Why are they America's team? Well, you know, a quarter of the country loves the Cowboys. 75% of the country hates the Cowboys. But you know what? We all watch the Cowboys and that dominance. Me being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, a Super Bowl for the Eagles in the 90s was knocking the Cowboys off one time every year. And maybe it'd be a big game like, yeah, beat them. But oh no. Cowboys ended up winning the Super Bowl because we love to go up after the villains and the superstar athletes. Here's what we have with Scottie Scheffler, one of the most dominant athletes that we've seen over the past 15 years in golf, and he's absolutely tearing it up. But the problem for us is, what can we grasp onto? Like we talked about last week with Scottie Scheffler, hey, you know what? I'm a professional, and you know, winning is fleeting at times, and it's just like, hey, I won, but on to the next tournament. I don't really get to enjoy it, but here I am as a millionaire. It's all fine and good. We just like those superstars to be either villains or tell you, I am such a dominant athlete, like a Kobe Bryant. Like, all that matters is me working out and taking your heart once we get out onto the basketball court. But Scottie Scheffler doing his dominance in a different way. We'll see if it holds up, because the one thing we knew, when Tiger was dominant, the ratings were sky high. Now we take a look at Scottie Scheffler being dominant. We'll see if we can get some of those ratings as well.
Yeah, part of it, DRS, is his dominance and just him absolutely lapping the field. We had a seven-shot advantage for Scottie Scheffler as he was about to make the turn on Sunday. There wasn't much drama, and it did not feel as though there was going to be any drama during the final round at Royal Portrush. Why? Because Scottie Scheffler has now won 11 consecutive tournaments when he has held that 54-hole lead at the end of three rounds. From a betting perspective, is there drama or even value, Donnie, every time that Scheffler is in a field, major championship or regular PGA Tour event, we ask Keith Stewart, variety of guests, ourselves, is there value on the price that is so drastically short on Scotty? And for a lot of times now, since he started this dominant run back in the spring of 2022, the answer is no. There might be value in terms of a number, but in terms of winning and cashing that ticket, absolutely not. Plus 450 pre-tournament. He fires an opening round 68, 3-under par, one of four golfers ever at the Open to shoot a 68 or better in all four rounds. And plus 450 by the time we got to Saturday was minus 300. That might be value on Scheffler himself. But Donnie, we are now talking about dominance. And you mentioned the man right there that is the natural comparison because it was dominance on a level we had never seen in the world of golf. That being Eldrick, Tiger Woods. Scotty Scheffler wins his fourth major championship. He is one of four golfers prior to the age of 30 years old to capture a Masters in the modern major era, which dates back to 1934. One of four golfers to capture a green jacket at the Masters, a PGA and Open championship prior to the age of 30. Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Scotty Scheffler. Basically, every time he wins DRS, we anoint him in this category of historical greats in golf, and that is certainly the resume Scottie Scheffler is stacking up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what will be interesting, too, because we've seen some great golfers in their 20s sort of like, you know, fizzle out just a little bit, like the Brooks Koepkes, like, man, it was his decade to have. Now he sort of turned it over to, like, Scottie Scheffler and see the way they win. But the reason I bring this up is so many times we look at athletes, like, of the past, like, just chasing greatness. Like, I think Tiger Woods would say, you know what, if you just work hard by the time you're 60 years old, you can still win another major. He'd go all the way to 60 with that competitive thirst. It seems like what we see out of Scottie Scheffler is, could there be a chance where he's, like, 36 years old and goes, hey, man, won seven majors, could probably win a few more. I just want to be a husband and a family man now. I'm just going to say goodbye to the game. Got more than enough money at this point here. Because back in the day, players used to play 20-plus years, not because they wanted to, because they needed the money. The golfers today, specifically Scottie Scheffler, winning $3.1 million like he did yesterday in a major, who knows how long he has to play? Because if we're already hearing about, yes, all my life I like to golf, but there's other things I like to do, how long is Scottie Scheffler going to play on the PGA Tour? I wonder about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's really a fair statement. I think Scottie Scheffler will describe it himself following the break as we hear from him. His competitive desire is certainly there as we see it displayed each and every week. Scottie Scheffler, the first ever player in the history of golf in the modern major era, which again dates back to when the Masters started in March of 1934, to win his first four major championships all by at least three shots. He captures the Open Championship in a Claret Jug for the first time, four majors overall in his career, DRS, three of the four in the career Grand Slam. He will have the opportunity to complete the career Grand Slam next June at Shinnecock out on Long Island. If he wins the United States Open in 2026, it will be on June 21st, which is Scottie Scheffler's 30th birthday. The dominance will continue for Scheffler, who has 20 wins since February of 2022.
Over under 4.5 years, Ben. Hangs it up. Don't like this game. I told you guys 5 years ago I hated this sport. I don't want to show up to work. I hate winning. Let somebody else win and let me go back and just drive a John Deere on my property somewhere in Texas.
All right. We'll hear from Scottie Scheffler up next as he will try to rebut what Donnie just claimed right there. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Scottie Scheffler wins the fourth major championship already in his career. Two Masters, a PGA Championship, and now the Champion Golfer of the Year at the Open, hoisting that claret jug. Of course, Scottie Scheffler entering the week, DRS, as world number one, made headlines that we discussed here, getting ready for the Open with Keith Stewart. His introspective look at what fuels and fulfills him as a professional golfer and the best to do it. Let's hear from Scottie Scheffler at the end of winning the claret jug for the first time in his career in dominant fashion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we live now in a day and age of where, you know, clickbait is kind of what people look for, and you can shorten a 5-minute clip into, you know, three words, I think really underestimates what I was trying to communicate. You know, maybe I didn't do as effective of a job of what I would have hoped to in communicating that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude towards moments like these. You know, I've literally worked my entire life to become somewhat good at this game, to be able to play this game for a living. And it's one of the great joys of my life, being able to compete out here and to be able to win the Open Championship here at Port Rush is a feeling that's really hard to describe.
DRS, basically trying to rebuke what you were just alluding to prior to the commercial break. Your response?
Yeah. My response is this. You ever get together with the fellows on like a Friday night? It gets late, you know, just the boys are hanging around after, you know, you had a party around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, a couple whiskeys go down. And this is the truth starts to come out at that point. Like, oh, that's really interesting. And then the next day, the friend comes back over, shakes hands, like, yeah, buddy, I didn't mean what I said last night. You absolutely meant every single word of what you sent last night without that filter on. That's about what Scottie Scheffler talking to the press yesterday. Like, you know what? I was off the cuff last week speaking my mind and speaking my true thoughts. And yeah, my agent, my team got together, and I'm even hearing it from the people over here in the Open. Like, you're telling me you're coming over the Open, you really don't care about golf at this point, winning is fleeting, whatever's going to happen. It's amazing how much your mind will change when you hear the public feedback. But what I get out of this, he's trying to convince himself that he actually loves the game of golf at this point. It's not what I said last week where, man, I win and it doesn't even matter anymore. Now, 48 hours later, 72 hours later, it really means something. No, it doesn't. We'll have these conversations all the way through at this point. When you first open your mouth, take that man at his word. Don't have him at a press conference after he won going like, boy, I better nip this in the bud because this ain't a great look for golf where I hate my job and I'm winning all these championships. Pretty this sooner than later, maybe the fans turn on me at that point to say, hey, everything's happy and fine. No, it's not. I believe you at your first word. And your first word was, man, I don't know if I like the sport too much. That's what I got out of this week.
So DRS basically saying drunk words are sober thoughts.
Oh,
or post-claret jug words are pre-tournament thoughts, whatever that might be. Now, listen, I don't think the idea of clickbait is fair. Even the clip that we shared here in discussion with Keith on Wednesday pre-Open Championship, we played for about a minute and a half. But I did listen to all 5+ minutes of Scottie Scheffler's answer because I think transparency and honesty in the interview standpoint of a dominant athlete is fascinating. We ask our athletes to not give us coach speak and to truly tell us what is going on in their minds, what is circling the wagons as they get ready to contend for the biggest stages in a sport. And I thought Scottie's introspective answer was fascinating because, one, it just details who Scottie Scheffler is. He is a fiery competitor, but he's not Tiger Woods. He's an absolute champion, but he's not Kobe Bryant in the way that he approaches his maniacal sense of self on a golf course. But I think what Scottie did not do a great job of kind of throwing in DRS in that 5-minute answer way back on Wednesday was the idea of, I still have the competitive fire. I'm going to go out here each and every week and try to smack around the competition as I have put on display in the last 3+ years. Had he added that simple statement I don't think we judge him in the same way that we do to his full answer. But I still think the idea of golf and championships not being his overall ultimate sense of fulfillment is fine. He gets that in other areas. But still, to have those euphoric moments that he says don't last all that much, he is still working harder than anybody else and is better at gaining those euphoric moments than anybody else we are currently seeing in golf.
Yeah, and most of the time, like when you win, like it's euphoric in that moment. And I just like to pick on Scotty Scheffler. It's like, what do I do in the last win? Spike your hat. Okay. Oh, what do I do this time? Throw my hat up in the air like it's graduation. And then please get my family out here because I'm really not comfortable and I don't want to have to like wave to the crowd. At least I can hug my kid and, you know, have my wife out here with me. It just doesn't seem organic, which it isn't a bad thing. He's a dominant golfer. He's fantastic at his job. But sometimes we just can't have it all where the guy wants to win at all costs and has ultra emotion. Those are the athletes that we typically love in the biggest moment. Let me tell you something right now. 2017, if the Eagles won the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots and then walked out slowly and didn't celebrate that win, I'd have an issue with it. Show some passion. Hey.
Johnny's favorite golfer, Scotty Scheffler. More next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So with Scotty Scheffler's dominance for a second time in a major championship this year, major championship season in golf, the RS has officially come to a close. And what a major season it was, dating all the way back to April in Augusta. Rory McIlroy, in a playoff over Justin Rose, completes the career Grand Slam after an 11-year drought. He wins the green jacket for the first time in his career. It was absolutely thrilling. Scotty Scheffler dominant at the PGA Championship, responding from the year prior in Louisville when he was arrested entering round number two. Cops might be the only thing stopping Scotty from winning so many majors. It is crazy. JJ Spahn in a rainy weekend at Oakmont outlasts everybody else in the United States Open, and Scotty Scheffler wins half of the four majors this year, the fourth in his career, all coming prior to the age of 30, winning a Claret Jug and the Open for the first time in his career. By the way, I'm sure everybody saw this stat yesterday. Scotty Scheffler won his first major championship of the 2022 Masters. He's won his fourth major championship here at the 2025 Open yesterday in Northern Ireland. 1,197 days between those titles. Same exact amount of time for Tiger Woods, who won his first major championship in the 1997 Masters, won his fourth major championship at the 2000 Open. Time in between, 1,197 days. The comparisons are there, DRS, between Scotty and Tiger, even if Scheffler said post-tournament yesterday, I still got to earn a lot before you can really put me in the same sentence as the big cat.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of people do some damage throughout their career, get on a nice hot run, but how long can you extend that run and how long can you be dominant for? There's only four majors of the season and we're already in the month of July. We're down all four majors. Used to be what? The August month was for the PGA Championship. So now it's like, all right, how do I get myself up for the regular tournaments or the fake tour championship, which I don't even think the players liked and forced to change in the absolute format just to get them to keep coming back at this point. It's basically just the big money grab. You ever get yourself and say, hey, I'm going to walk into the mall and it's, hey, put yourself in here and the dollars swirl around and you just try to grab them. Like that's the end of the PGA Tour Championship season where it's like, it's just about money and not really about winning at all. So it's going in the off season, then coming back for the Masters and re-gearing up to try to win one of those four just to continue your dominance. It's a tough sport because again, it does take its time off once you get after major championship season. And also they are competitors. They can tell you, hey, it's a week to week grind. No, it's not. Like, you do grind week to week, but you get really up for the majors. And now that you don't have any more majors, it's always interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out. Where it's almost like, yeah, Scheffler won two more tournaments or whatever. It's like, well, they're not majors, so they don't matter. Like, when you're winning at that stage, and Tiger fell into the same thing. Like, boy, I don't know if I'm going to play in the AT&T because they sponsor me, but Tiger didn't play a lot of golf tournaments, basically saying, I'll play in a few, but the majors are the only thing I'm worried about at this point because that's the only win that matters for me.
Since the start of 2022, Scotty Scheffler has won 20 times on tour, including four major championships and 20 wins can be internationally as well. In 81 total professional starts, he is winning a quarter of the time that he plays in a golf tournament. Two more weeks of the regular season on the PGA Tour. FedEx Cup playoffs begin the second full weekend of August. And DRS, brutal. The fun times in golf do not stop. A month from today, we will know the Ryder Cup teams for 2025. The Ryder Cup, of course, late September at Bethpage Black here on Long Island in New York City. As Team USA under the captain Keegan Bradley will look to triumph over Europe on home soil once again. Very exciting times remain even at the close of the major championship season in golf. All right, shall we move on to the first full weekend in Major League Baseball post All-Star break? Any final golf points before we transition?
Yeah, by the way, Ryder Cup, absolutely sensational. If you had to rank, like, you know, golf events, Ben, I would put the Masters first because it just feels like the rite of spring. You're used to it. It's the same golf course. It's legendary. And I would put the Ryder Cup number two before any other golf tournament on the planet at that point. I really enjoy the camaraderie, specifically not from the Americans, but the Europeans, like galvanizing and how much it means for them to win, where it seemed like for a while, like USA lost its way. Like, we're individuals. We're not as a conglomerate and a joint team. When you always see, like, hey, man, they drink together. They smoke together. They hang out together. And like the Team Europeans, you know, very fun stuff. But I love the Ryder Cup, the pageantry, the pomp and circumstance. And back at, you know, Bethpage, where you know that New York influence crowd will be there. It's the only sport where a guy misses a putt and there's loud roars. Love the Ryder Cup, man.
We got absolutely blitzed in Rome. When I say we, I mean the United States. But the last time it was on home soil, we absolutely blitzed the Europeans up in Wisconsin. It is going to be an absolute atmosphere at Bethpage Black come late September. Donnie, in terms of your list of golf events, completely agree. For me, it is the Masters first and foremost, followed by the Ryder Cup, and it's not all that far behind. Yeah. All right, first weekend post-All-Star break in MLB. And the hottest team in the National League entering the break remains the hottest team in all of Major League Baseball post-All-Star break. The Milwaukee Brewers have now won 10 straight games, 7 wins in a row entering the All-Star break, including a sweep of the Dodgers in Milwaukee. How about sweeping the Dodgers on the road at the Ravine in the first weekend after the All-Star break as well? Milwaukee taking all three in Los Angeles this weekend. Milwaukee now, DRS, 59-40, tied atop the National League Central and for the best record in all of the NL alongside the Chicago Cubs.
It's pretty cool because you look at the workmanlike process for the Brewers where they're still under the radar and yet they have 59 wins as they post around. Like, we might be the best team in baseball right now. Certainly the hottest team in baseball and with the most wins. But also understand this. You ask the common, you know, man, hey, well, who's on the Brewers? Oh, Christian Yelich. Who else? I don't know. Like, that's what you're getting out of the Brewers, but yet they're winning baseball games. It seems like that's always the way that franchise has been. Just playing great right now at this point, setting themselves up for a run and a de facto tie with the Chicago Cubs. And again, still not getting a lot of respect across the baseball community. Maybe have to string together 15 straight wins to make it happen. Maybe have to actually finally pass the Chicago Cubs for the Cubs to notice them. But playing good baseball, which means before the All-Star break and right out on the All-Star break, and also they're not beating the Colorado. Hey, well, Ben, it wrapped around two Colorado series and a White Sox series. You're going toe-to-toe and dismantling the Los Angeles Dodgers.
It is crazy, DRS, what the Brewers pulled off this weekend and yesterday as well. Jose Quintana gets the victory. Clayton Kershaw, when he left the game, it was tied at 3-3. The Dodgers had a lead. In late DRS, early on with a two-run blast by Shohei Ohtani, things felt like, as you alluded to, LA would escape the weekend at least getting a game out of three and not being swept for a second consecutive set by the Brew Crew. Other ideas. Late, though, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, two outs. Mookie Betts at the dish. Bases juiced, and they're down by a run. Mookie lined out to end the game. So again, we look at the Brew Crew, 59-40, tied not only for the best record in their division alongside the Cubbies, but the best overall record in the National League. DRS, backing up what they did pre-All-Star break, now post-All-Star break, does your outlook change on the Brew Crew at all? To you, are they more of a contender perhaps around the National League?
It just, it They just don't feel like a contender. I know it's harsh to say, but baseball is a long season of ebbs and flows. They're riding the crest right now. It's going to be a time where they have a tough landscape out there, lose 5 of 6 games, which might be coming. We don't know. But I just look at them and say, all right, top end of the rotation, can they compete with the Philadelphia Phillies or the Dodgers? Well, Donnie, they just smoked the Dodgers. I get that. But things are viewed from a different lens once you get to the playoffs when all of your team is ready to go. You have one singular focus and your best players are completely healthy. I'm not knocking the Milwaukee Brewers. They're probably going to make the playoffs. They're competent enough to do that. But do I look at them in the pantheon of, yes, they can knock down the top tier teams we've been talking about in Major League Baseball, Ben, for the, you know, basically the entire season and what we will do in August and September? I don't know. I'm sort of in that holding pattern on the Brewers, and I like what I do see, though.
The Cubs were a -290 favorite with only a game lead in front of Milwaukee at the All-Star break. Now, tied atop, Chicago remains a -220 favorite. That 10-1 price on the Brew Crew to win the NL, fifth best. More Bigs Baseball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The first weekend post-All-Star break in Major League Baseball. We talked about the Brewers winning all three at the Ravine against the LA Dodgers. A critical weekend DRS in Seattle between the Mariners and the Astros, battling for position for both in the American League West, of course, as divisional foes, and for Seattle in wild card spots around the American League. The M's took the opening two games on Friday and Saturday. The Astros avoid the sweep on the road yesterday, pasting the M's 11-3. The Astros still maintain 4-game lead, now post All-Star break in the American League West, but with some good for the Astros in avoiding the sweep and scratching across a win yesterday, some bad. Their All-Star third baseman in Isak Paredes now placed on the 10-day IL due to a hamstring strain. DRS, you and I spent a length of time during the All-Star break last week across the bigs saying if you're looking for value in either the American League pennant prices or those World Series odds, probably on Houston at a 10-1 number because they were getting healthier, especially offensively, with the expected return soon of Yordan Alvarez. You never want to see an injury, even if it's just the 10-day IL in the immediate series post-All-Star break.
Yeah, and by the way, you also take a look at the final score. You love to see the Houston Astros plating 11 runs, but how about this? Losing the first two games of the series out of the break and getting down 3-0 to Seattle right off. They actually rally back and obviously score 11 straight runs here to knock off the Mariners. But here's also, Paredes will be down for quite some time. It's going to be longer than 10 days, I would assume. Need Alvarez back in that lineup, but also Hunter Brown, that 1-2 punch with Framber Valdez, and I talked about getting Christian Javier back hopefully sooner than later. That's three straight bad starts for Hunter Brown, which was the ERA leader in Major League Baseball, not just a few, short weeks ago, meaning just before the All-Star break. Hopefully he can get that in gear. So even when your ace doesn't have it in a game, he must be the stopper. It's nice that your offense bailed you out so you at least could salvage one of those games, because I'll tell you right now, you don't want to come out of the break with a team that's the Seattle Mariners, who you can absolutely bury, but you can give them light by getting swept. So at least the Houston Astros pulled that final game out and can steer clear 4 games ahead of the Mariners as they get out of town.
DRS, 13 earned given up by Hunter Brown in his last three. He has given up multiple earned runs in all 4 starts he has made in July. Entering July, end of June, 1.74 ERA, best in baseball, 2 DRS's point. Even that first start against the Rockies in July before Independence Day weekend, he only allowed two, got the win, 9-3, 1.82 ERA. And again, to Donnie's point, 13 earned runs allowed in his last three outings. The Astros avoid the sweep. They win in the finale in Seattle, still maintaining a four-game advantage atop the American League West. Minus 240, the price on Houston to win the divisional crown. Still a lengthy lead. The Rangers DRS winning the weekend. They're now in an even 500, a team you picked with a long shot price of plus 330 to make a run to the American League postseason. A team that I said, because the offense was spiking in July for Texas, to keep an eye on here post All-Star break. Good weekend for the Rangers as well.
Yeah, you take a look at that for the Rangers. This is one of those teams where you say, can they just hang around enough where that you can, I want to say, like the evolution of the talent can just take over. But if you look at them, they're 7.5 games back from the Houston Astros. But as we said, if Hunter Brown does struggle, guys like Isak Paredes are out of the lineup for 2-3 weeks at this point with a hamstring injury. Then you take a look at Yordan Alvarez, if he's going to come back into that lineup and what that's going to mean. Or also, sooner than later there, Christian Javier, as I told you, coming back. But as if he doesn't perform up to his weight once he's there, there's a lot of time left to decide that division. I'm not saying that the Rangers, 7.5 games back, are going to win that division, but I'm also not saying that the Astros and the Mariners can run away with this. We'll get tight in the month of September. That's something to look forward to, but still, that minus 240 price, the Astros are the best team in that division. As long as they don't implode, I think they'll be just fine, and they'll be walk-away winners of the AL West.
We talked about the Rangers DRS. They had won the opening two games of their weekend set at home against the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers struggling. They had lost six straight entering the Sunday night baseball finale. But who do you turn to? The ace in the American League All-Star starter in Tarek Skubal, the reigning Cy Young winner, on his path to win a second straight. And threw an absolute gem yesterday in Arlington. 6 2/3, a single earned run allowed, only four base stocks. 11 strikeouts DRS for Skubal. The Tigers avoid the sweep and become the first team in the bigs this year to get win number 60. Because of it, a half-game advantage for Detroit with the best record in Major League Baseball in front of both the Cubs and now the Brewers as well.
Yeah, cruise control for the Tigers. Double-digit lead there. 11 games up over the Guardians, 11.5 up over the Twins, 12 over the Royals. They're not going to be caught at that point, but still, you don't want to give those games away with that big lead that you built up. And when you have your stopper on the mound, he's phenomenal last night, and you get just enough offense to come through with a victory, you'll take that every which way, which then puts the Guardians, the Twins, and the Royals on that. Ooh, do we start to trade now because we can't make a dent, but maybe we're starting to close the gap because Detroit was losing. Now they're back to winning. So there's a lot of things that are up in the air over this final week and a half until we get to the trading deadline here. But good win for the Tigers. Good pitching performance for Scoop.
And that's what you need, DRS, to kind of stop some of the bleeding. The Tigers still hold an 11-game lead in the American League Central. How about Eugenio Suarez? A multiple home run game, DRS, as trade rumors start to swirl. He had two homers on Sunday, two homers on Saturday. Now the National League leader in dingers this year, 35 home runs. The D-backs at home in the desert, by the way, sweeping the St. Louis Cardinals. Could Arizona finding their way back to 500 quell some of those trade rumors out in Phoenix for Eugenio Suarez?
I don't think so. Just when there's smoke, there's going to be fire. And we always used to say, like, you know, hey, give us this week and a half up to the deadline to prove to you that we can get back in the race. And it's almost like the worst case scenario. Like, Diamondbacks, is it fool's gold when it's a four game in a row? You take a look at the Dodgers really struggling over the past two weeks in Major League Baseball, even prior to the deadline here, or excuse me, the All-Star game that comes up. It's like, ooh, do we hold on? Do we sell or not? It might just take two straight losses for the Diamondbacks, but Suarez is probably going to be on the move. That's what we've been hearing all along for the Diamondbacks, almost regardless of where they sit in the standings, if they can get a nice return for the veteran third baseman.
Four sweeps, DRS, over the weekend. The Brew Crew over the Dodgers. The D-backs, as we said, at home against the Redbirds. The Toronto Blue Jays stay hot. They sweep the Giants, who have now dropped five in a row. How about the White Sox sweeping the Pirates in Pittsburgh? First sweep of the year for Chicago. First road sweep for the Sox since 2022. Aaron Judge, it's home run 36. Big Dumper had no dingers over the weekend. Now just a 2-home run gap. Phillies signed veteran reliever David Robertson. More next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
DRS, before we get to WNBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis, final MLB headline, David Robertson, the veteran reliever, signing with your Phils, who, of course, have needed some bullpen help this year in the 80-game suspension of Jose Alvarado, who is going to miss the entirety of the postseason. Not based on the 80 games and the logistics, just based on what the suspension calls for. You fired up to get the 40-year-old who has spent 16 years in the bigs?
Yeah, well, it was with the Philadelphia Phillies previously as well. They just need help in the back end of that bullpen. He should be able to do that. And Alvarado, as you said, won't be there for the playoffs, but he's coming back mid-August. So at least he can help for the playoff run. And was a pretty good closer and certainly can be one of those hammers in the back end that you can use where you're not going to make him your closer back because you got to get ready for the postseason at that point here. But we're being honest about the Philadelphia Phillies. It's a shame that I look across Major League Baseball and say, like, yeah, there's a couple teams that can win the World Series and they are one of those. Like, I almost wish like the Mets would hit the gas pedal and win 15 games in a row. Or the Braves would win 15 games in a row. So the Phillies wouldn't just be like, hey, you know what's cool? Like, they're under 500 for like the past, I think, 40 days in Major League Baseball, but nobody's deciding to pass them or make a charge at them. So the front office is like, this hopefully will work out. It's a flawed lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies that might waste one of the best starting pitching lineups that we've seen over the past 20 years because why? Nobody made like the, hey, well, the Dodgers are struggling. Why do we have to make a move right now? Do you see what I mean? Like, I almost want urgency where when I see losses, like on a series to the Angels, make those changes. I'm sure the Yankee fans are like, we need a third baseman here. Why isn't Suarez here in the last moment? I like when teams struggle before the deadline because then everything in the front office knows is, hey, we just got it together, won six games in a row before the deadline. We don't have to make any changes. Yes, you do. And I hope sometimes for the Phillies to struggle before the deadline, even your favorite team out there. Boy, we were in first place. Now we're not. Good, because you know what the front office will do? Get your back, get your reliever, get your starting pitcher, because they understand that's what it's probably going to take to win a World Series.
Half-game lead for the Phillies still in the first weekend post-MLB All-Star break. They did lose the weekend against the Angels, as DRS said. The Mets won yesterday, avoiding a sweep against the Reds. That's why it's still a half-game lead. To Donnie's point, 36-22, the record for Philadelphia at the end of May. Since the start of June, 20-21. So yes, slightly below 500 now. All right. All-Star weekend in Indianapolis. A big weekend, DRS, in the sport, in the WNBA. Of course, we did know that Caitlin Clark was not going to participate in any of the festivities on the floor. That included the three-point contest or the All-Star game. Despite being a captain, well, the captain on the other side, Big Fee, Nafisa Collier, the WNBA MVP favorite at a minus 550 price, leads her team to a victory in the All-Star game, 151-131. Team Fee covers as a 5.5-point favorite. Total of 169 or 269 and a half, whatever it was, skies way over. And Nafisa Collier, the only player to score more than 20 points, had 36. 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. Not only does her team win, Nafisa Collier named the All-Star Game MVP, probably a foreshadow of what is to come, DRS, winning the MVP award this season.
Yeah, the whole week stunk. So let's get to the good stuff here. Forget about the on-court play, which was an absolute travesty if you're watching. Maybe even worse than the NBA All-Star game was played out. No defense, four-point shots, a complete calamity without your biggest star out there on the court. And then also the motives of pay us what you owe us when the league loses money. We'll separate that for the time being right now. But let's be honest when we look at the WNBA All-Star game and what it means. You know, sometimes, Ben, you look at too much too soon. Like, hey, man, I won the lottery at 18 years old. I blew it all by 21 years because I just didn't know how to manage money or do what I could. Or a superstar that rises to the occasion early in his career at 18 or 19 is like, I had the world by the you know what, and I just go out here and say, I don't have to work hard anymore. And boy, he was out of the league by 22. What a bright star that burned out quickly. Like, too much too soon. The WNBA has been around for a long time. And now all we're getting is instead of the enjoyment of it, you could have gone out there, Ben. You don't have to play it like game seven of the WNBA finals, which are going to come up, but just show us something that you care about the sport as opposed to we want more money, but yet while we want more money, we're going to embarrass the sport and play a horrible basketball game at this point. And then did you watch any of the post-game press conferences where, Kelsey Plum, basically there's such a schism or a rift between WNBA players in a time that you're supposed to have like solidarity if they want more money. Mm-hmm. It's almost hard that the public wants to be on your side, but you know we're never on their side typically in a labor dispute where all we want these players to do is make money and get back to the basketball court, the gridiron, or on the ice at this point. We are headed for one of those like, hey, why isn't the public on our side? Because everything the WNBA does with their players here, it just rings so untrue and it's not kind on your ears. Like, just play the game. Things will work out. Pay us what you owe us. You're losing money. What do we want from the sport here? Just play hard. Things will take care of themselves. I guarantee you that.
We'll discuss that further on the other side of the break when hour two begins here on the Early Line.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.